This morning, as we take time to prepare our hearts for Advent, it's my joy to read a letter addressed to you from the Gospel writer Matthew. When we reach out to the original Gospel writers to get their perspective on Advent, Matthew responded first, and he wrote five letters in total for us for this Advent season. We hope these letters have touched your hearts. In today's fifth and final letter, Matthew writes, "Dear Liberty Fellowship Church, do you read Scripture and sometimes scratch your head at how slow the people of God are to understand Him and what He's up to? I felt that way when I read about my ancestors in the desert. Why complain and object so much? Why delay the promised land by 40 years? It's like watching a movie when you know the bad guy is waiting around the corner and you'll yell at the screen at the protagonist, 'Run!' But the actor just won't listen. It's all so clear and obvious. That is, until you're in the middle of the story yourself. As a disciple who walked with Jesus, I saw the miracles. Lepers, the blind, the lame, all healed. The dead came alive. And even then, I was slow to understand. I hope that encourages you. But understand this, my friends. The miracles I witnessed had no explanation. No companion notes, only the hopeful suggestion that it was God's doing. Maybe a few words were shared about the supernatural events from a young, unmarried Nazarene with little social stature. And the crowds, they would hear Jesus' wonderful stories, his parables, and were sometimes sent home with food in their stomach, fire in their souls, and growing hope in their heart. But no clear explanation. They saw impossible things with their own eyes. The real now made unreal, and then went back to their homes, their cities and families, to menial jobs paying Roman taxes. Surely their ears burned, their hearts pounded in their chest, and yet they had to sort through their expectations. Supernatural events, yes, but no swords. He gave beatitudes, but no battle plan. Israel remained a subject people, tired and hungry and oppressed. The Messiah was supposed to be a deliverer. Unfortunately, many Jews, especially scribes who studied the law and prophets day after day, writings that so clearly underline that these men were blinded by their present circumstances and their desire to be delivered from a physical and political force that occupied their land of promise. First century Jews like me were in the drama. They were living it. I admit, I didn't expect a God I would call by name. A God who would sleep beside me in the night to keep me warm. A God susceptible to lice and heat rash. And you're not so different from the people who first experienced Jesus. From the moment he was placed in a manger to the surprise of all his miracles. They also ate, slept, went to the bathroom, though their porcelain wasn't as nice. Like you, they had ideas about God, and just because he appeared in their life, turned it over, disrupted it, doesn't mean all their confusion or longing or questions went away. In real time, in their daily lives, people were interrupted by Jesus. At the dinner table of their religious friends, from their fishing boats and market stalls, people everywhere were confronted face to face with Jesus and had to make a decision about him. Jesus' advent disrupted their ideas about God and their daily life. Ask Mary, ask Joseph, ask me, the former tax collector. Will you allow Jesus to disrupt your life, your plans, your Christmas? I hope so. With love, your friend, Matthew.
Amen. Thank you. All year long, we have Amy to help us with our choir songs, and we couldn't do this without her. I hope y'all know that. We're so fortunate to have her. I have a connection that you don't have, and I understand that. But I do understand how important she is to Liberty Fellowship Church, and we want to show you our appreciation, honey. Okay, from the choir.
Thank you.
Love you. Now I'm going to ask Chris if he would to come up here. Chris, would you come up here, buddy?
Uh-huh. Is it in here, Les? Oh, you got it.
Come right over here, Chris, where we can show this.
Yeah.
Chris and his and his mother, in a combination, got together, and Chris wanted to present this to the church today as a Christmas gift from him to the church. And he wants to tell you, and he wants to describe what this is. Chris, would you like to do that?
Yeah. Hold it.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it. You just point out what you want to say.
This is the blue sky. This is the green grass. This is one of all the flowers. This is the sunshine. This is the sky, and this is the cross that Jesus dies, Jesus Christ died on. Saved us from our sins, shed his blood, and this is the flowers. This is my name.
And we love you.
And we love you.
Thank you, Chris. We'll cherish this, buddy.
All right.
We will. Kind of get a little teary-eyed sometimes. It's so good to see all of y'all this morning. I was afraid this extreme cold weather would not be good for us, but it's very good for us. We do have a few people out that got some allergies and little colds and things and didn't want to maybe come and spread it. I didn't care. I got it, and I want to share it. How's that? So I'd say if you don't want to get what I've got, don't come around me, okay? I'm just a little, you know how your eyes water and you sneeze and you blow and all that stuff? Well, it's okay. I've been checked out. I'm good. Good to go. But we're going to receive our offering at this time. And while they're coming to do that, I will say, if you're here today and you're not a visitor, it's so good to see Dave and Cindy with us today. But if you're visiting today, we would love for you to fill out a visitor's card so that we can welcome you this morning and then give you a welcome next week sometime. We're so happy that you're here. And God's been so, so good to us this year, folks. He has. Among all the COVID scares and things that still persist and show their ugly heads, we have been blessed with new faces, new fresh faces that just has lightened up our congregation. So if you would just give him praise today for that, okay? Because it's all him. Henry, would you bless this offering? Amen. I have spent quite a few Christmases here at Liberty Fellowship Church, and this year I'll have to say has been different than any of those, in that we got into naming the names for Jesus as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and it's just been really, really good. Some of you have shared the wonderful names that we know him as, and I just appreciate the involvement that you showed in doing that. And I'm going to go away from Matthew or Luke this morning to read the scripture that we are familiar with, because we used it one Sunday in a message, and it just means more to me now than ever before because of what went on this year during the Christmas season. And I will go ahead and say that right now, next Sunday, the first day of 2023, of which I'm excited about, by the way. You ever get excited about something? Well, let's get excited about 2023. And next Sunday we'll be doing the same thing as far as the service is concerned. We'll have one service next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Now that we've got that out of the way, let me read this scripture. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Boy, I had a good time with that. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful. I don't know about y'all, but I didn't get past wonderful. I'm still hanging around wonderful, if you don't mind. But he didn't stop there. He said, not only is he going to be called Wonderful, he's going to be called Counselor. He's going to be called the Mighty God. He's going to be called the Everlasting Father. He's going to be called the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Oh man, this is just filled with such good stuff. Upon the throne of David, upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever.
Amen.
Woo! The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. How good he is. And I just pray that this year has been an extra special blessing for you and your family. And I want to thank you, church, for how you have supported me this past year and how you have treated me as your pastor. I really, really appreciate you so, so much. And looking forward to being involved in your lives for Christmases to come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a special little treat for you this morning. The little special little treat is you don't have to listen to me. But I appreciate Amy agreeing to do this on a Christmas Sunday morning, and we love her, and we're going to pray for her, and we're going to support her. She has a testimony, and her testimony is not always in the songs she sings. Her testimony is her life. She's one of our Johnson City Schools teachers. Aren't you glad? It thrills me when I hear that we have good Christian teachers. Because in amongst all that in our education system in this country, it's not a good sight most of the time, folks. There are other situations, but thank God for good Christian teachers. Amy, you want to come on and do that, honey? We appreciate you.
My throat's just dry from sinus medicine and all kinds of other things that I've got going on. In the month of December, I started doing my own Advent at home, just a daily Bible study each morning to prepare my heart for Christmas. And I chose one that was just a blessing to me. It was from In Touch Ministries, which is Charles Stanley. You all know how much I enjoy him. And so I'm just going to share some excerpts from that study that I had this month. And I hope it brings you as much joy as it does, as it did me. And I hope the songs that I sing today will also bring you some joy. It'll cause you to praise the Lord. I want you to forget me, and just listen to the words and let them bless you. Tom, do you care to pray before we get started? Prophet after prophet foretold the Messiah's coming. Many of Israel's customs and feasts were shadows of the substance that would come with his appearing. Yet as one century after another went by, life seemed to go on as usual without the promised divine interruption. Were the words of God to his people only empty promises? Were all the prophets wrong? Was man destined to live in the chains of sin and bondage? Then, on a day that began much like any other, that longed-for divine interruption came in the form of a baby who would change the destiny of humankind. Nothing would ever be the same again. Starlight shines, the night is still. Shepherds watching from a hill. I close my eyes and see the night when love was born. The perfect child. A mother bends to kiss God's face. I close my eyes and see the night when love was born.
Angels fill the midnight sky.
close my eyes and see the night when love was born. Mary and Joseph's engagement was probably something their families had long prayed for. Both were from the King King David's lineage, a perfect match that would have given both families reason to celebrate. But suddenly, God interrupted their celebration. The swiftness of the angel's descent into Mary's story gave her no time to prepare for his message. She had found favor with God and would give birth to his son, even though she was still a virgin. Besides being in awe, she must have experienced a torrent of emotions. Mary had to decide, would she surrender to God's plan? She did, and her life is a reminder to all believers that when we surrender to God's will, we can rest in the knowledge that He always has a higher purpose for our lives.
Thank you.
The message of Christmas doesn't end with the tiny baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We must remember the reason that baby was born. The full message of Christmas is that eternal God came to earth as a man to save his own creation. That tiny baby wrapped in swaddling clothes came for a purpose. He came to die. Shepherds gaze in wonder, while angel voices sing. This night of nights has come and brought the world the long-awaited King. The earth is filled with gladness, and yet the heavens weep. For heaven's eyes can see He was born to die for me. Is that a tear in your eye? Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, you must know you were born to die. Have broken God's heart, for the future He could see. Yet He formed the hands and feet, knowing one day they'd be nailed to a tree. So all the world could know Him, a gift came from above. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. With a tear of love in your eyes, Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, you knew you were born to die. So Jesus, thank you Jesus, for your gift of just another baby, would not have been preceded by hundreds of prophecies about his birth, life, and death. Just another baby would not have been conceived in the most miraculous way possible. Just another baby would not have merited a birth announcement from the host of heaven. Just another baby would not have inspired shepherds to leave behind their sheep to find him. Just another baby would not have compelled wise men from the east to go on a quest to find him. Just another baby would not have made Simeon's lifelong wait worthwhile or brought praise to the lips of Anna. Just another baby would not have become a man who gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, freedom to the possessed, life to the dead, and forgiveness to the guilty. Just another baby would not have become the Lamb of God who would willingly take away the sin of the world. He was not just another baby. He was, he is, and he always will be Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
From heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes, to fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. That stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit in all.
That's my sister. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's my sister. That's my dad. I'm so thankful that many years ago, my dad heeded the calling to be a pastor. His dad before many years was a pastor. My Uncle Dave has been a pastor. And my Uncle Tom is a teacher, preacher. I've been blessed. God is good. Let me thank you. That was wonderful this morning. We have a lot to praise about him about this morning. We're going to end this service with everybody singing a song together. Becky has played this all through the Christmas season. It's a beautiful song. Let's stand as we sing this together. We're going to sing it twice through this morning.
Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Men, we bow and worship you. Songs of praise we sing to you. Gifts of love we bring to you. Jesus, O Lord divine, we bow and worship you. Once more. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Like the ancient wise men, we bow and worship you. Songs of praise we sing to you. Gifts of love we bring to you. Jesus, O Lord divine, we bow and worship.
This is one of those times you just don't want to leave. You know, look at somebody and tell them you love them. Just look at somebody. Look them in the face. You know, touch them. It's okay. We live in a cold, cold world. And it's time that we start showing the love that God gave us for each other. Even though I've spent time with every one of you, seems like every week, it's not been that time that Cindy was talking about there at home, you know, with your family. And we know how that was. There was noise last night in my house. I love noise in my house. We played games and laughed and it was so good. It was, and I'm just so thankful, Sandy, about Brian. And what she said was, that's how quick one of us can be separated from each other. And so if you get the opportunity to tell someone you love them, please do that. Don't hold it back. Do it. We're so blessed. We're just so blessed. All the words of those songs that she sang were so, so true and so good. Now, when you leave here, you're going back home. Just dwell in this and think about it. You know, because it's so good. We came yesterday and got a bunch of treats together for everybody. And I want to say to you that if someone could not come with you today and they wanted to be here, you please tell the young guys who are out there giving out the treats to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 50 more. You know, because you've got people you want to take them to. Please do, because we prepared over 100 treats, you know, to go. And so we want them out there treating people, right? And again, I love y'all. Love you from the bottom of my heart. I love every one of you. Love working with you and just love being around you. You're my family. We're going to bow our heads and we're going to be dismissed in prayer. And I'm going to ask Dave if he will to dismiss us in prayer today. Okay? Dave, would you do that? Amen. God bless.